Richard's in Maidenhead. Richard, what would you like to say?
Hi, James. I just want to say I agree with you to a point, and I think any reasonable person knows that most Muslims have absolutely no part in this, and that, you know, it is a real a fundamental and a very, very minority group who are doing this. But I think an apology is needed. You said before that if a Geordie person was doing this, should all Geordies issue an apology? And that was kind of a little bit ridiculous. But
why? Why is it any different? Why should Abbas, the last caller, apologise for what these murderers in Paris did?
Well, because I think the alternative is that there is no apology.
Have you apologised yet?
Apologise for what?
The murders in France on Wednesday.
Why would I need to apologise for that?
Well, why does Abbas? He was in Berkshire.
Well, no, because they're doing it in the name of Islam. It's like it was done...
Not his Islam. They might have been doing it in the name of Richards. Wouldn't mean it was about you.
I know, but the...
So why haven't you apologised? You can do it now if you want.
There has to be some... These people are committing acts of terror in the name of Islam.
Not in the name of his Islam.
I know, I do understand that.
So if I went and blew somebody up now and said I'm doing it in the name of Richards everywhere, you would feel you had to apologise? If that wasn't the shoe bomber called Richard Reed, have you apologised for him yet?
You're making it a bit ridiculous.
No, you are.
I'm really not. They're just...
Okay, well tell me why you haven't apologised for the shoe bomber whose name was Richard, because Abbas has to apologise for a terrorist who said he was a Muslim. Take all the time you want, mate.
Okay, so these guys are from the Islamic community.
Yes, and the shoe bomber was from the community of people called Richard.
We need to feel some sense that there's some action in the Islamic community.
But I don't trust people called Richard anymore, so when are you going to apologise?
It's a bit difficult to argue against you when you're being that... I'm just trying to make a point that these people are from the Islamic community, and there needs to be a sense that...
What does that even mean? Well, what does the Islamic community mean?
You don't understand what Islam is, what the Islamic community is.
Well, I know that Sunni and Shia kill each other every single day in this country on a scale that is nowhere close to what happened in France. So what do you mean by the community? You think they're on the same side, do you, those people killing each other in Syria at the moment?
No.
So what's the Islamic community?
The Islamic community in this country.
It's just everybody who has the word Islam on their religious affiliations, even if they actually hold murderous intent towards each other, which is bringing us back to Richard. Everyone who's got Richard on their passport is part of the Richard community. You're allowed to admit you've made a mistake, my friend.
No, I'm not going to admit that I've made a mistake. There needs to be a sense that we as a country...
I'm going to interrupt you there, Richard, which I think some might consider an act of mercy.